Welcome to another Paranormal Rise show. This is your host, Marlon O. I am broadcasting from outer space. If you don't know, now you know. And if you want to call in and talk to me, definitely feel free. It's going to be a big show. It's going to be a longer show than normal. It's going to be a 90-minute marathon. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's so much to cover, but I'm going back to the roots of the show. So call in 914-205-5434. That's a direct line. You don't have to be on the air. You don't have to talk. You know, if you want to, you definitely can. You know, I'm not going to stop you. You know what I'm saying? Unless, you know, you're just shy. You don't want to hear your voice on, you know, on the radio with thousands of people listening. But, you know, no pressure at all. You know, no worries. But if you just want to listen to the show, feel free to do that. Just, you know, tune in and listen. You can also reach me on Paranormal Ride on all social medias, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, with all that good stuff, ParanormalRide.com. So if you wanted to listen to the show and you're like, you know, let me just put it on, just go to ParanormalRide.com. It's a direct link to the show right now that you can listen to. So during the show, feel free to send me messages anytime you want. Encourage. You know, the part of the show is also about having a really active conversation on what's going on out there. And that's the fun part about the show is that it's pretty interactive. And a lot of the stuff that we talk about is up for a conversation. Not everybody will agree with what I have to cover, but my job is to present it to y'all and you digest it any way you want. You want to digest it and regurgitate it, cool. But if you don't, you know, and it's not something that's up your alley, but you might know somebody who likes this kind of stuff, you know, share it. But, you know, the thing is that what isn't there to like? So it's all about paranormal stuff, and we all have experienced this in some way, you know, shape or form. And today's show is about first contact. So if you don't know what first contact means, it's the concept that humans make their first connection or have. Some people would say first contact has happened already, but first contact in a massive like scale, meaning a worldwide scale. But everybody is a witness to this. So first contact is that concept where some extraterrestrial life. Some people can say interdimensional beings. Some people can say they're us in the future. Whatever you want to call it, whoever they are, there's going to be a first contact coming. And that's what everybody's been talking about lately. So what inspired me to do this show today was specifically because of that. That just came out in the news. And I'm going to cover that later on in the show. But, you know, basically the show is all about, you know, peeling back the veil of reality and see what's behind it and see what we find. And it's a conversation, you know. You know, we can look, you know, and keep on searching for things that are out there. And I think that's all we always want to do as people, you know. So is UFO disclosure happening in 2021? People are saying yes. Some people, and why are people saying yes? I'm going to dive into that. But as we know now, the United States government has demanded, it came during the stimulus check a bill that came out of all things, you know, you have a stimulus bill. They snuck in there. They demanded the CIA to release all UFO documents that they have, and they have until June 2021 to do so. So what will we discover when these documents come out? So, you know, what is it that's out there? And people have been seeing things, and there's more and more stuff being released, especially in 2020. Like there was the Pentagon confirmed some of the videos that has been released on social media to be actual UFOs. And what UFOs really pretty much is, it's like unidentified flying objects. But they have a new term that they're using now that describes what UFOs is, and we're going to cover that as well. And you know, they're actually not calling it UFOs anymore, not in the official kind of sense. They've given it a new title because the UFO is so like well known, and everybody kind of just like, you know, rolls their eyes when they hear the word UFO. So they, you know, they change the wording of it. You know, they call it UAPs, and I don't know about UAP, unidentified aerial phenomena. That's what they're calling now, UAPs. So if you were to do like a search on UAPs, that's exactly what you'll find. So this is the root of what this show's about. You know, my job is to go out there, do the research, find out what's going on, and present it to you guys. And most of the stuff that you're going to hear on this show, I'm not getting it from Bill's blog site. I'm not getting it from, you know, some obscure, you know, like website that has nothing. This is coming from government documents, and it's been released by many, many different agencies, many different websites. It's all information that you can find yourself and do your own research, and it's fascinating stuff, and it's coming really, really fast. So I'm really excited about it because of all things paranormal, this is my first like true paranormal love, is the search for UFOs, or what they're calling them now is UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomenon. So that's been always my thing. And it led me to a lot of my creative endeavors as well as an artist. I'm an artist. So people who know me and follow me, I have, follow me on social media. It's all Marlon O. It's on Instagram. It's actually two O's on Instagram. So it's Marlon. Sorry, I just spelled my name wrong. Marlonoo. Sorry. And then my Twitter is the same thing. Marlono, just one O. And then just on Facebook. But anyways, yeah, so my search for extraterrestrials or UFOs or space led me to my artistic expression. And I love sci-fi. And if people know me, I'm a gigantic like Star Wars geek. And it has to do with, you know, exploring the cosmos, exploring the universe. And that's pretty much my very first like love when it comes to anything paranormal. So, you know, just getting a glimpse of this in the real world is ridiculous, you know. And I'm saying ridiculous because it's shocking, you know. It's for me, it's shocking, only because it's like something that I've always kind of been waiting for. It's here now. Like I never thought it was gonna be here. You know, I always thought it was gonna be like, you know, at my deathbed, like, you know, are UFOs real? And then they'd be like, yes, and then and just croak, you know what I'm saying? And that'd be awful, but I mean, but it's happening in my lifetime, and I think this has been happening over years and years. That it's been coming. It's been a thing that's been flowing, you know, throughout conversations, and now it's something that's real. Now, do I feel that a lot of the stuff that is being shared by the government is accurate? I don't really know, but I am, as this, there's in this new release that came out this week, I think it's been a week now. There was a FOIA request. And if people don't know what a FOIA is, it's a formal document you can file with the government. It's the Freedom of Information Act. And basically, I forgot what the timeline was, but certain documents you can request based on how long they've been filed, and then they have to release them. So once you file for that, you can get it. And there's a website there's a company who did that, and it got about 2,700, and there's an actual number for this. 2,780 files that came out so far, more to be released. But that is a gigantic number of documents that pretty much talk about, you know, all this, like, unidentified flying object stuff, you know. And it's pretty wild. It's wild, and wild in a good way. You know, wild in a way that makes me, you know, be like, oh my gosh, this is really unbelievable that it's happening. But it is. So as I was mentioning earlier, I don't know if people who are out there listening to the show, they had a similar experience on wanting to learn more about this. A lot of people don't feel like they're from this earth. They don't feel like they just belong here. They feel a little off. And you know, rightfully so. There's so much out there. There's so much stuff we don't know. And we're pretty much regurgitating what history has been just repeating to us and telling us over and over. And we just kind of nod our heads and like, we're like, yeah, that's exactly what, you know, what it is. But, you know, as we know, you know, that there's more to it. My cultural background is a native from Central America. It's considered Mayan, and I'm mixed, of course, with European and Mayan. But basically, what you're hearing from, you know, from my culture is that we are seeded from the stars, and there's so many stories of ancient people talking about the very same thing about how our ancestors are. Our origins are not from Earth. They're coming from a different from the skies. And it specifically, it's for the Mayan origin story. You hear how the serpent god came down from the Orion constellation. And for us, the Orion constellation is kind of where the Mayans built their temples to reflect what's in the sky, and which is it's called Three Sisters. And this trinity, this three sister thing has been repeated over and over in different regions around the whole entire world. It's not just the Mayans who said this. Even in Egyptian culture, you see the three pyramids that are set up to mimic Orion's belt, those three stars. So for the Mayans, you know, the Orion constellation is very important because of the Pleiades system and the Pleiades star cluster. I mean, that's where it's the cradle of existence for the Mayans. And everybody's kind of looking at the same thing. Everybody's saying the same thing. If you go and you point towards Orion is pointing towards his arrow is pointing towards the Pleiades cluster, and also the Taurus constellation sitting around there. And I'm a Taurus, so it just goes on and on for me, this connection that I'm having. So I've always felt very different. I felt very odd as growing up as a child, you know, understanding myself, understanding kind of what where my place was, and feeling that there's more. And I think a lot of people, you know, who consider them star childs are in that kind of mindset, in that mode of trying to understand who they really are. And I find it so amazing. And I'm also feeling very much connected with a lot of people in different ways that I haven't before. I think I've always felt connections in a very like abstract way with people that I don't know, that I bond with very quickly. And now I think now it's accelerating in different ways. So if you have any comments, any suggestions, anything for the show, feel free to send me a message on Instagram, on Twitter. I'll read it live on the air. And if you want to call in and just give me your two cents, I would love that too. Because, you know, anything that the audience shares, you know, it brings me a lot of good. You know, it gives me tons of energy and gets me motivated to do the show in a way that's more interactive. And that's kind of what the show is also pushing as well. So and I get tons of messages. So thank you for those who are sending messages in. So, you know, definitely shout outs. I'm gonna, if I don't do this now, I'm going to forget, but you know, we're being heard in Brazil. So thank you for listening, Brazil. And we're getting people from Colombia. We're getting, obviously, my people, Guatemalans, what's up? You know, we got, you know, all of the U.S. We got some Russians. We got some India. We got some Australians out there, Indonesia, South Africa, Turkey. Who else? Switzerland. Hey, what's up? Yeah, U.K., of course. What's up? my UK people, and Peru too. Hey, what's up, people? So yeah, people are listening all around the world. So it pumps me up, gets me excited every single time I'm posting something on the show. So again, welcome everybody who's listening. You guys are awesome. On the Twitter side, you know, people who are retweeting me, I really appreciate you too, and joining the Paranormal Right community. Again, you know, a lot of the stuff that I'm doing here is again, just sharing information. Let me see, Cheryl Wanton. Hey, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. Let me see who else is out there who's saying what's up. Oh, there's mad people. Just Allie White, what's up? I think her Twitter tag is it's too long. Just go out there. Disturbed Paranormal Para One, what's up? And Haunted Destination TV. Hey, what's up, man? Welcome. All right, so back to the show. As I mentioned earlier, that, you know, this is all about disclosure, and what does that mean for us? You know, this conversation of disclosure has been going on for quite some time. I'll be honest with you, like for a minute, everybody's been talking about how any moment now somebody's gonna be like, "Yo, UFOs are here," you know, knocking on your doorstep, you know. But, you know, I don't think it's going to be like that. I don't think that's what's going to happen. I don't think they're just going to just pop out of nowhere and say, "Hey, what's up?" You know, I think it's kind of like it's been here for such a long time, this whole entire concept for such a long, long time that we see it on television. We understand that, you know what I'm saying? That a lot of this stuff, we've heard alien stories since the 1950s, you know, since Roswell. So it's not like, you know, it's like a shocking thing to us. So I don't know if, you know, if this gets released in a way that it's not delivered by an official source, like let's say a government or a state or who knows, if they just come in with a big, huge, like, you know, UFO that's the size of the city, like Independence Day movie. I don't know if it's going to happen like that. You know, maybe it's going to happen in a smaller scale, but I feel like something is coming, something is brewing. And I think it's going to just really, really shift people. And now, you know, and that's the thing that right now for me, I'm trying to work on that, like, you know, trying to figure out what it is that's happening. People are seeing things. People are reporting things. The government especially is reporting things. And I keep on referring back to the government only because the way that the information is coming to us is not – it's almost like it's unfiltered. It was – you know, the most famous footage has been floating around the last – I want to say a couple of several years now has been these fighter pilots footage of UFOs and their reaction to UFOs. And I've seen the videos over and over and over and tried to like really digest it and understand kind of what I'm seeing. And it's really, really fascinating stuff. It's sorry for the pun, otherworldly, you know, worldly. So it's like, it's something is happening. I'm trying to really digest it. And from what I can tell, we don't know what we're seeing. We have no clue. We don't understand it yet. And that's the part that excites me, because I feel that a lot of people who are becoming more aware of this are now the conversation is becoming more easier. It's not so fringe anymore. You're not saying like, you know, I don't really, you know, I think that's weird that the, you know, the UFOs I think what you're saying about UFOs is weird. I don't think that's the conversation anymore. I think people are saying it's like, oh shoot, like you've had that experience. Oh, like tell me more about, you know, like, you know, all, you know, what it's like. You know, what have you seen? I think that's the conversation now versus it being like, oh man, you're a weirdo. And I've had conversations off the cuff with people and they're like, you know, I've always, you know, thought about this. I've always wanted to learn more about it, but, you know, it felt, weird. It felt weird to talk about it because, you know, people just, you know, didn't take it seriously. And I think now it is. I'm going to be posting too on Paranormal Rides fan page. I'm going to be posting some of the videos that's been released out there, that's kind of out there right now. And so people can go ahead and kind of peep it themselves. I love these videos because, specifically because of how the pilots reacted to what they're seeing. It's so genuine. It's like one of those things that kind of like makes you feel uneasy, because if they don't know what it is and they can't like chase it, they can't, you know, do anything to it, then can we stop it? And that's the thing, you know, for us, do they need to be stopped? Is it something that needs to be like, do we need to like panic about? And I think that's the part that people kind of like say, yeah, because the unknown, and that's the whole story about disclosure. Everybody is like super stressed about people freaking out, people seeing a UFO and just losing it and losing their grip with what's happening in their own reality and knowing that they're part of something bigger. But that's just what people are saying. I think, quite frankly, the opposite, that people would be like, oh, shoot, we're not alone. You know, people will want to, whatchamacallit, they're gonna want to learn and be part of this expansion. And so, you know, what is it that will happen with this expansion? What is it that we'll learn, you know, once we were able to, like, join the, I don't know, what do you want to call it, the intergalactic union? I don't know what to call it, you know. But what do we get for it? You know, is there like a membership? You get like a cool ship for that? I mean, I don't really know. But you know, all joking aside, I think, you know, most people feel that we're not alone. Most people feel that we're connected in so many ways, you know, with tons of people, you know, globally, but now, you know, universally. And I think that I think that's the truth of it all. I think that's what's really happening. And I think people just really don't believe we're alone anymore. And I love that, because I think the conversation is bigger now. I'm excited because it's a dream come true. I've said it so many times, like, if space travel becomes a thing, I want to go. I want to hop on that rocket ship. I want to be able to go to the moon or to Mars or whatever. If there comes a point where us humans are able to travel, are able to go into, you know, out there, you know, sign me up. I'm for real. Like, I definitely want to jump on that ship. You know what I mean? Not that I don't love Earth, but I mean, I think that it has to do with going to the unknown, you know, going out there and exploring what our universe is all about. And that's the curiosity that I think all people have, is to go out there and know. And some people, you know, you can, that you'll meet in your life, you're going to be like, yo, they're just like aliens or something. They're mad weird. You know what I mean? And some people wear as a badge of honor. I've seen people like, yeah, damn right, I'm an alien, you know? But some people, you know, are just, you know, kind of curious about it and don't really, really, really understand where it's coming from. But I think the whole idea of first contact came across when we heard the whole entire story about Roswell. I won't bore you with that, because everybody, if you don't know about Roswell, you shouldn't be listening to the show. No, I'm kidding. You should be listening to the show, because I'm going to teach you all about it. But it's basically, you know, the whole concept of Roswell, which generated kind of public opinion in the military, admitting it and then taking it back. And that's what sparked the whole entire like debate. That's what started the whole entire thing. That's where why we are where we are, you know, with the distrust of them giving us information and us wanting the information and that battle between it. And they said yes, and we said, of course it is. Of course there's other life out there. But the want, I think it has to do with the want of the government to have control, the want of the government to have this technology, the want to be able to beat other countries to the punch of procuring this technology and developing it. I think that's the answer. I think we know that they know that we, when I say we, is the U.S. government knows that this exists and it's out there. I think that is like why we don't have the information. Not so much where people say we're going to go into like shock and lose grip with reality and the fabric of time is going to rip to pieces. And then next thing you know, the universe implodes in itself. That might still happen, but that's not what I think is going to happen. I think what's going to end up happening is that people are going to feel reconnected with what we all know we are. It's Stardust. I think we will feel part of a larger community that is which not earthbound, you know, which is a very abstract thought, you know. But listen, we're gonna take a quick break. I always do breaks at the bottom of the hour. So if you haven't heard the show before, you know, I let people move around, walk around, go get a drink, go get a, you know, get a walk, do a couple push-ups, you know what I'm saying? Do whatever you got to do. But I take a break, and usually the music I play is themed based on the topic. And today's topic is first contact. It's I didn't say that the date today. It's January 31st. January 13th, 2021. See, my mind's already inverting things and and changing things up. But anyways, it's a live show. If you want to call in, 914-205-5434, paranormalride.com. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break, and we're just going to dive right into the topic again about first contact. What does that mean? What's happening? It's happening already, folks. We're in the midst. This is it. We're in there already. So we'll be back in 5 minutes. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to Paranormal Ride. This is your host, Marlon O. We have reached the bottom of the hour, and you just heard one of my favorite John Williams soundtrack from Close Encounter of the Third Kind. It's a movie, if you haven't seen it, that came out back in the 80s. It's all about our first contact with a alien spaceship and all the people that were abducted, were brought back to Earth. Sorry if you haven't seen the movie, I just spoiled it. No worries. It's a dope movie. That was just a little piece of it. But go check it out. It's a dope movie. But the song, when I've heard it, it was extra scary and it was also really inspiring. So it has like that weird like combination of it. So, you know, so go check that out. Go check out that film. One of my favorites. But again, those, you know, when I saw it, but this is Steven Spielberg movie, by the way. When I first saw it, I was like, I don't want to see an alien. That looks really scary. I don't want it. But then when I saw it, I was like, wait a second. Yo, maybe they look just like that. Maybe this is what's going on. How does Spielberg know about this? Like, I had all these questions, you know. I was like, somebody knows something. You know, I said, oh, definitely shout outs to Amber for listening to the show. Appreciate support as well. If people, you know, I actually found Amber in like in the woods and somewhere, and I started feeding her bread, and eventually she became this amazing artist, you know. But it's another story. No, I'm kidding. She's a super cool kid. But thanks for listening. Of course, that's my daughter. If you guys don't know about her, I talk about her all the time in a good way, you know. She's super cool. Anyway, so back to the topic at hand, aliens. You know, people say that they're, you know, they're aliens themselves. You know, I see people who have multiple personalities, people who say, I'm not from this, people who just say, I'm weird. Like, all these little things that come up all the time when I feel, you know, I feel like people say aliens in a bad way. I feel like we are all, you know, not from here. And where are we from? I don't even know. I don't even want to start with that. But I mean, we're not all from this earth the way that we're told we are. That's my hunch. It feels almost weird that, you know, when people say, oh, we evolved from some, you know, primates, and then, you know, we lost all our hair and decided to start eating meat, and we have bigger brains now. Like, it just sounds bizarre, you know. And then you see all these, like, orangutans, chimpanzees that haven't evolved. Like, what are you going to say? Ha ha, you didn't evolve? Like, it doesn't connect. It just, you know, like, it doesn't make any sense. You know, definitely shout out to Jesse. If you don't know Jesse yet, you got to learn her who she is. She has a show on Paranormal Ride Radio. She's on every Monday from 8 to 9. She has an amazing show. She gave me a chance to co-host with her the other day, which was a lot of fun. So definitely pick it up. Our show library is expanding. So she's definitely one of the first folks who are who's really doing some awesome stuff right now. So if you haven't heard her show, just go to paranormalride.com. Her show is also listed there, so you can go check it out and see what she's all about. But you know, so shout out to Jess, who's also sending me messages about things that I should be talking about on the show, because she's awesome. Her show is called, let me see if I get, I always butcher it, but you know, it's my fault, because I'm not cool enough like that. But it's Old Soul in a Young World. So that's the name of her show. So go check it out. That was the plug. I did my job. but anyways, going back to the UFO disclosure stuff, I just put on Facebook, on Twitter, and all my social stuff, I put on some declassified UFO videos. So this declassified video stuff is the genesis of what my show is about. It's I bring to you the what is really tangible. I'm a very practical guy. I'm super practical, you know. But I have a very abstract mind, and that's my balance, where I love numbers, I love facts, I love seeing things, and I also don't believe seeing is believing. I that's not how I work. But I have an abstract mind where my imagination will run completely in a thousand different ways, and I kind of think on the fly and invent things on the fly. And I think that's like the artist genesis of madness, if you want to call it that. Anybody who can draw, anybody who's a poet, anybody who can do something artistic, you always feel like you're, you know, offbeat somehow, but you have a beat, you know, but that's the thing, right? So, so showing you the practical things that classified UFO footage from fighter pilots, observing these things, seeing these things, and being like shocked by it is one of those things that, you know, that captured my imagination. Back in the days to create a show, because, you know, I see this like really badly filmed footage of a UFO. It's like, oh, that might be a UFO, or it could be like a moth that's out of focus, you know, but it wasn't good enough for me. And then I wanted to learn more, but these declassified footage that came out, was kind of like the icing on the cake. And that was like, I put a stamp on it, and I'm saying, boom, stamp, done, in, like onto the next, you know, kind of thing. Now these newly released 2,780 files that just came out, were all declassified by the CIA, and more to come. There might be about 1 million more, they're saying. So it's going to be an avalanche of information coming out. And it's like this, there was, when the stimulus bill came out for the pandemic, just maybe a couple of weeks ago, they threw that in there, which was, you know, like what they do is like, you have to release all your full information. And also, you know, give us more money for the stimulus check, you know, by the way. It's just like one of those things. I'm like, what's going on here? Oh, a shout out to Cisco too. He's sending me some interesting UFO pictures. I think he captured with his own camera. I love it. Like, people are sending me stuff. You know, which reminds me, Cisco, if you are listening to the show, Cisco's a filmmaker, as am I, a producer, filmmaker, photographer, all that stuff. We were driving, I forgot from what part, we were up route, if you're, we're in Boston, so if you know Boston, we're driving down, heading north from Brockton, heading into Boston. I think it's I can't think right now. My brain is just frozen, but it's one of the major routes going to towards 93, and that area that we were driving by, it never dawned on me until now. There's something called the Bridgewater Triangle, right? It's if you haven't heard of it, I'm talking about this last month. I'm gonna do a whole show in spring that I'm going to go into this Bermuda Triangle, AKA also known as Bridgewater Triangle. It's one of those people that there's actually a show coming out. I think it's FX is doing a TV series based on the paranormal stuff that's been going on there. So people from New England don't even know it exists, but one of the most unusual, most paranormal place in the whole entire United States. And it's right in our backyard if you're from Massachusetts, like I am. And I've driven by there. So get back to the story. So me and Cisco were driving and towards there, and as we were driving, it was pitch dark. I saw these two dots flying down the high. They look like stars. When I saw them, I was like, you know, they look like stars. You know, it was so pretty. You know, like the sky is clear, beautiful stars. Oh, the marvel of the universe. But as we were driving, I saw these stars. These two dots accelerated and flew right down the highway, and I was like, go. Like I looked like I was in shock. I'd lost like all sense of thoughts and like conversation. And again, I, you know, like spat out words like UFO, like kind of thing, something like that. And I think Cisco might have seen it too, but I saw it. And we were driving past this Bermuda Triangle and this Bridgewater Triangle. This place has been known for UFO sightings. There's been like Bigfoot sightings. There's been ghosts, and there's so much stuff going on there. Anyway, so that was my only like real, like unusual UFO experience. I've actually asked my mom about it too, and she told me all like hers in California, when we lived in California, what she saw. Awesome stuff too. But like, that's the thing, you know, I think, you know, seeing and then checking out references and then bringing it to you, you know, the audience, it, having you digest it and analyze it is what the show is about. It's like, it's the conversation. It's the piece that, you know, you kind of like, what is this about? I want to know more. I'm not trying to convince anybody of anything. That's not the point of the show. The point of it is that there's something going on and I'm trying to figure it out with you. You know, I'm trying to ask those questions. And I think the questions are now coming through. The information is coming before, you know, just through a straw. Now you basically have a Niagara Falls, you know, just like, you know, you take, you know, you're, you know, the thirst is real. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's crazy how much information is coming out. So I actually have to pour through thousands of documents. I just said 2,780 documents. I'm going to go through this for you guys. I already have backaches just thinking about it, but it's just declassified CIA documents that have been filed since I think 1996. I think that's one of the first entries, maybe a little before that too. But it just, yeah, the first one. Oh, 1976. I don't know why I said 96, but anyways, the recent ones are. It has all these files, and some information is redacted. There's some black lines on it, but it's talking about UFOs, all this stuff. It's just shocking. It's amazing, you know, just to understand that that's now available for all of us to read. I'm going to right now on Paranormal Ride Facebook page, and I'm going to post that link so you can see it. So the way that we got this is that there's a company that interest group or whatever, called the Black Vaults. They are looking for UFO information, and they filed the FOIA, and the FOIA is the Freedom of Information Act, and they got the documents. They went to court. They released it. The CIA released it. I just posted it right now. If you want to go through it and dig through it, I'm going to probably be reading it all night, like until next year, and figure out what it is that I'm reading. And it's just amazing research stuff, you know. So I'm kind of a geek about that. So let me see. I'm posting that stuff right now. Anyways, post it. Boom, done. So again, more information, right? But you know, the what happens, people? What happens if we do make first contact? Are we really gonna? Is society really gonna just melt? You know, are people gonna be running into the streets like, you know, maniacs, you know, yelling into the, you know, waving your fist into the air, like, you know, like, come get me, you know, so you know, you can't win, like, you know, what are people going to do? I think people are going to be like, oh my gosh, it's real, and then be like, meh, are we having tacos for dinner tonight? Okay, you know, I think that's what's going to happen. Other people might take it a little bit to a different level, you know, there might be some rituals, or there might be some crystals involvement. I don't know, but I think people are going to be fine. That's my point. People are going to accept it and be like, definitely, I knew it. My uncle's mad weird, you know, all this time I knew it, you know, this dude is not from Earth. Everybody said it, you know, but I think people also are going to have a lot of questions about, what happens now? They're here. Do we have to, you know, wear tinfoil hats? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, are they like probing us? Like, what's the deal? Do you know what I'm saying? Do I need a checkup now? Like, oh, there's a lot of practical things that are gonna come up. For me, what I want to know is, can I get a ride in that ship? You know what I'm saying? Can I check that out? Can I look at your programming? Can I reverse engineer it so I can make a cool, like, little vehicle for myself? Like, all these, that's me. But other people want to say, can we talk? Can we communicate? You know, there's so much. There's so much. It's just a ridiculous amount of, like, things that are happening right now that I'm like, I don't even know where to start because I'm geeking out over it. That's my problem, you know? I'm just like, you know, I'm like this, like, you know, like, I don't know where to turn. Like I'm a cat following a laser right now. You know, I just grab it, but it's not there, but it is, you know, I just have so many questions about it. And that's exciting for me, you know, because I think that, Also, you know, I think that people who have, I've heard this as well, like, it's going to destroy religion, you know, it's going to make people like, oh, then God didn't create this, maybe the aliens, I've heard so many things, you know. I see it very differently. There was a Vatican priest that was asked this question. You can Google this as well. I don't remember the priest's name. But basically, you know, the priest was asked, you know, if aliens existed, you know, what does that mean for God? And he just said, you know, it just proves that you can't contain God to just this planet. God is universal. And that was just like, take that, you know, kind of like, you know, like, gotcha, kind of moment. And that's exactly what it is. It's like, you just, there's not a containment, you know. It's like, that's the answer, you know. Other people will say like, oh man, and it just proves that you know, God doesn't exist because, you know, X, Y, and Z, who knows, you know. And then you're going to have the other crowd that's going to be like, you know, humans were reverse engineered by aliens, you know, that came down in the distant ancient times or the past, and they engineered us from who knows what. And, you know, the whole story about the Anunnakis and the whole story about, like, you know, the seeding humanity is going to pop up everywhere. So there's going to be a big, giant, like, smorgasbord of like battles of the minds, where people are going to try to decipher what all this means. So I bring it all in. I want it all. I want all the flavors. You know, even the nasty ones. You know, that, you know, the ice cream that's, you know, that has like, you know, raisins in it. That, give it to me. I just want to know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And I want to know, because I think we need to know as humans. We need to know more. That has been our path for so long, is that we want to know, that it's that, like, that curiosity, you know, that it gets us into trouble. But it's the curiosity to really, you know, get that next level of understanding of who we are. And that's what excites me the whole entire time. So we're approaching the top of the hour. And if people are listening to the show for the first time and they've never heard Paranormal Ride before, shame on you, you know, but if you have, welcome back, and definitely give us a call and you know, chime in, let us know what you think. You know, it's just a phone call. I'm just a phone call away. Just like, you know, feel free to chime in and let me know what you all are thinking. But if you wanted to call, the phone number for you to reach us is, let me see, I can't memorize the number, so my bad, but it's 914-205-5434. Call, you know, I might put you on the air if you want to. You know, you don't have to be on the air, but I might throw you in there. But you can also just listen to your phone or go to blog. I forgot to actually mention this in the beginning of the show. I have a chat that I can, on Blog Talk Radio, that I can talk to you directly. All you got to do is go to Blog Talk Radio, create an account. It's free. And that gives you access to the chat. So you can just chat with me instantly, you know, and just, you know, just send me messages. You can be nice, or you can be rude. It doesn't matter. I have thick skin, yo. You can just, you know, just share your stories with me. That's kind of what I want. So I've been getting a lot of stuff through all mediums, text messages, tweeting, and I have all this on. I'm like a madman right now, just like, you know, punching in buttons and rubbing my hands together and trying to take over the universe. But, you know, this is kind of, you know, how I operate all the time. You know, I'm a madman. No, but seriously, say what's up to me. But like I was saying, so people are going to have all these different things that are going to come up if disclosure does happen. And I think, like I said, it's coming super fast. I feel like, you know, we're going to turn on the TV sometime this year. It's going to be like, you know, there'll be like an alien dude, you know, chilling at the White House and be like, you know, with subtitles, you know, saying, hey, what's up? You know, I'm not here to probe you. Just want to say, how you doing? I like your lattes. You know, like, something's going to happen. I just feel it, you know, it's in my bones. But when it does, you know, like I said, people are going to jump into that different conversation. They're going to want to know, that answers are going to come fast. So if in fact we have connected with, extraterrestrials, I mean, UFOs, doesn't necessarily, just the thing, it doesn't necessarily mean it's an actual being in the ship. It could be a robot or a machine. And I'm going to cover that in the next half hour, because this is a long show. This is an extended show. It usually is about an hour. I'm pushing it into an hour and a half. So we end at 9:30 today, because I thought this topic is just a huge topic that 1 hour couldn't contain it, you know? So I just wanted to give it a little more time for this. But anyways, the thing about, you know, having this, you know, this culture conversation, a lot of people will want to know what it means for us. You know, are we using the technology that we found, or are we trying to find out what these things are? And right now, my gut feeling is telling me that we don't exactly understand what these things are. I think we know they're there, but I don't know if we know what exactly it is that we're looking for. And I think I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm on the fence with it. My hunch is leaning towards we have no clue what it is. I think we just know it's there, and we hope it's not a bad thing. And I don't know if that makes people feel any better. You know, I'm cool with it. I'm not exactly like freaking out about it, but I gotta admit, it doesn't make me feel great. It doesn't make me feel like safe. It makes me feel a little uneasy. But I also feel that, you know, there's another camp that says, of course we know what these things are. We've known what these things are. Roswell was just like a little cover up. And we've been advancing with these, with the help of these beings over the last 50 something years, where we had no spaceships and now we have spaceships. Like that's what people are saying. That's what people are in the conversations going on. And I'm not exactly sure either what that is. And I'm on the fence right now, folks. I'm hoping for, you know, the latter. You know, I want it to be a good thing, you know, and I think it is, you know. I think that, you know, once we find out, I think people are going to be excited, but there's definitely going to be people who are going to be freaking out as soon as this stuff gets released. People are going to be like, yo, I'm heading for the hills, I'm going to start a colony, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, ET free, you know, we're going to have no ETs allowed, you know. We're going to build a nice big wall to keep them out, right? Extraterrestrials. But guess what? They have UFOs. They can just fly over it, right? So let's say, you know, if we're going with the part that, you know, the second part, I think that we don't know what it is, but the second part is we do know and we've been communicating. How do we communicate with them? Obviously, they don't speak our language. Like, I don't think they do. And, you know, if they did, it's probably like, you know, some broken English kind of style. But people are saying that these things don't communicate with speech. They're communicating telepathically. And I've heard these stories, and, you know, of all places in New England. New England's a hotbed for this kind of stuff. You know, there's this, I don't know if anybody, if you have Netflix, go look for Unsolved Mysteries. So Unsolved Mysteries, if y'all like me old school, you know, it's a TV series that just it has a creepy theme song. I'm not gonna front, it freaks me out every time I hear it. But it's a series that covers, you know, just mysteries. But there's an episode there about UFOs, and it's amazing. It's called The Berkshire UFOs. It's on the western part of Massachusetts, kind of bordering Albany and kind of New York, but it's like, it has one of the biggest UFO abduction stories ever. And the way that these folks communicate, and these are people who are now in their 60s, who have come kind of out and be like, yo, we this community got abducted, like as children. And they talk about their experiences, and they talk about the abduction. They talk about the telepathic communication that these beings had with them when they were outside the craft, inside the craft. Like, it's a scary story. I'm going to be honest. That's the part that I don't want. That I'm not down with that. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, it's been happening. And I don't know if people, are terrified to know about this because that's what makes people kind of freak out. But we're gonna talk about it a little more. I need to just jump on break and let people kind of, digest what I just said, and kind of think about it some more because it could be very intense. But we'll be right back in less than 4 minutes. We're gonna jump back on the topic at the top of the hour and wrap up the show. This is all about first contact, UFOs, all things alien paranormal ride, and this is your host, Marlon O. Be back.
A dirty mind, I got filthy ways. I'm trying to bathe my ape in your Milky Way. I'm a legend, I'm irreverent, I be reverent, I be so far. We don't give a fuck. Welcome to the danger zone, step into the fantasy. You are not invited to the other side of sanity. They calling me an alien, a big headed astronaut. Maybe it's because your boy Yeezy, yeah, ass a lot.
Paranormal Ride, and we are kicking it with aliens that you just heard. Kanye West, Yeezy, ET, Extraterrestrial with Katy Perry, and that's one of my favorite songs. This is an oldie, but everything they talk about, the song is exactly the topic that's at hand. They touched upon really deep things that when this came out, people were like, oh, it's a cool song, you know. They were really going in it. They were deep in this, like, this whole entire concept. But the whole entire show is all about first contact. What does that mean? It's the concept where we are in communication with a life form other than ours from this planet, and they let us know that they're here. And, you know, I talked at the top of the hour how earlier at the show, we started at 8 o'clock. This is a special one. We're broadcasting for an hour and 30 minutes, 90 minutes. And we are just arriving at the top of the hour and we're wrapping up 30 more minutes. But I talked about beginning the show how the CIA has released about 2,780 files, documents that cover UFOs, and they're not calling it UFOs. There's a new term for it. I'm not used to the new term yet. It always escapes my mind. Let me see. I did write a note on it, but basically, this document that came out explains kind of what's going on there. So it's UPAs. It's unidentified something phenomenon, aerial phenomenon, something like that. It's like a new term. They're not using the word UFO because that's kind of like a bad word in, you know, in the UFO community. But it's unidentified aerial phenomenon. So it's a UAP now. That's what they call it. That's the code word. It's no longer UFO. Well, anyway, so at the top of the hour, like I mentioned, they release all these documents, this, you know, covering what's been going on. You know, it starts around, I think, even from 1976, these documents. And these documents got released because of a FOIA Act, which means the Freedom of Information Act, and they got filed. This group filed it. They got the documents. It was delivered to them, and more is coming. So when the stimulus bill was released this year, but you know, somebody threw in there, you must release UFO documents, and the CIA has to do it by June 2021. By the way, you know, it's fascinating. What is it that triggered this? What are people listening to at higher levels of government that we don't know? Because a lot of stuff is held, you know, because we can't handle the truth kind of concept. But it's fascinating that it's coming out, you know, right after a gigantic pandemic, life-changing things. People are becoming more aware, more connected. And it's like it's a higher level now. It's not like what it used to be, where you bring up, you know, UFO stories and you're considered a wacko. You know, now it's kind of like, oh shoot, like what is that about? It's less fringe. It's more mainstream now. You know, and I think, you know, society and entertainment has been prepping people for this, in my opinion, where you've there's so many movies that has to do with this. It's on TV shows. It's like, you know, Marvels, you know, comics, and it's everywhere. You know, it's like we're getting prepped for this when it does come out. So before we went to break, we were also talking about how, you know, this first contact, this communication might go and how it might freak people out. Some people might abandon all, you know, logic of, you know, or you know, just reinvent our history and culture, you know, or it might, you know, make people feel, wow, like I always knew this, like feel reconnected to the universe. And some people, you know, they already are already there, are already connected this way, and others have no clue. Others don't even know, you know. So if anybody has any type of empathy, you know, it's like not everybody's in the same boat. Not everybody has the same like thought process and the way they're seeing the world, and different experiences gets them there. So it's like understanding where people are and letting them slowly get there. So, you know, and one of the things I also talked about is like, now my opinion is, you know, since the government's releasing this and, you know, a lot of it is coming out really fast, like all these documents that got released, also videos that have been confirmed. Last year they got confirmed by the Pentagon saying, yeah, those are real fighter pilots following, you know, these, you know, phenomena, just, you know, unidentified aerial phenomena, UFOs, that these are real. Like, we just don't know where they are. And they're trying to find out, because one thing that I think is that we really don't know what they are. And I think the government is like really shook, and they're trying to figure out how to, you know, prevent these things from, you know, taking over, Or, you know, other people say, like, we've known for a long time, we reverse engineered this technology and we're able to do this. And we're able to, you know, advance our technology and our society. And they're just not allowing us to know this. And there's the other part too, where it says they know they are now under the mercy of these extraterrestrials because they can overpower us, and then we do deals with them where they harvest humans. That's the bad part. that's the part that I'm like, ooh, And where does that come from? You know, how is that kind of like, where's that story comes from? There was and I mentioned it just before the break about this Unsolved Mystery TV show that's on Netflix. It's been around since the 80s, the show on regular television, but now it's a Netflix show. It's called The Berkshire UFOs. So that episode, it's episode 5, talks about specifically Berkshires is western part of Massachusetts. I've been there a couple of times, and this is the location of a mass UFO abduction. Basically, people were being yanked all across the Berkshire, all the way, I think, straight down to New York and maybe even New Jersey. There have been reports all through that border, and it borders Albany, New York. It's like literally like 30 minutes away from the border of New York, but it's in this really rural small town, and people who live there have been living there for, like, you know, grandpa owned this house and then the parents lived there with their children. That's what it is. It's like this old town, and they kept this like secret that everybody knew this was happening, but nobody wanted to talk about it until now. These people now in their 60s and they're older people, and they talked about how they had shared experiences about this abduction, which I felt was fascinating. That, you know, back then you didn't want to talk about this because if you did, you were nuts, you know. And back then they also made fun of them too. In this documentary, they talked about how people ridiculed them, and they were like, and gave them, you know, names, and, you know, they didn't want to live that kind of life. It was just, you know, it wasn't worth it, so why even talk about it? So, but the stories never went away. The stuff was as real as it is to me. And so there, you know, and all these abductions happened when they were children, and they describe what they saw. One of the cool stories was that this guy was remembered this lady's face. This, you know, of course they were kids, but he remembers seeing this girl that was kind of like, you know, off the table, off the side of the table, and she was kind of like, you know, she was scared. And he said he remembers her face and eyes. And later that year, he bumped into her in school, and they both recognized themselves each, you know, immediately. And they both described what was going on to them. And it was like an epiphany. It was like, I wasn't crazy. It wasn't by myself. So those are really cool stories, you know, but those are very also disturbing stories. And that's the part that people kind of freak out over. It's like, all right, you know, if it is this disclosure story, you know, what is it that we're going to find out? You know, the Pandora box has been opened, you know. Is it that we don't know, which is my opinion? Is it that we've made a deal and this is what's happening, you know, abductions and all that stuff and testing? Or we know, we're cool with them, they're allowing this stuff to happen, and we're just using their technology to advance our technology and have this like hold of power. You know, so other people are saying, hey, we made a deal, it was a bad deal, now we're going to be overran, and now we got to release the information. So I'm just hearing so many different stories, and, you know, people have been text messaging me, you know, about this as well. Some people just want to know, you know. You know, definitely, you know, shout outs to peeps who have been sending me messages. You know, Marilyn sent me a message saying, you know, that she just wanted to, know, you know, and that they may exist, you know, and it helps people kind of get a peace of mind, you know. But that's also interesting, you know. And, you know, for me, I'm on the fence, like, right now, because I feel like we're getting pieces of it, but I think, you know, there's more to than if we know about it, then there's more information out there that we just don't know about. And I think we're just getting this little piece, but it's all coming, and it's fascinating that it was even placed in this stimulus bill that they released. So that's the part that cough, you know, I love you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of like, we like, what did you just say? I love, no, I was coughing, you know, like, it's weird that it's in there, you know? And I think we're going to know. And they said that the cutoff time that this stuff has to be released by, it could be released sooner, but it has to be by June, 2021. So it's a weird date, you know, to, you know, this is 6 months. That's all they have to release it, because it has to be released because of the FOIA Act. You know, it's like they have to. But what will they curate it? Will they edit it? You know, so there's a lot of weird stuff. But the stuff that has been released is what we know of. Those videos of the pilots kind of show, you know, showing what, you know, what they're experiencing. That's real. That's we could say that they didn't mean to release that. By the way, it was leaked, and that's how we know about it. And then the Pentagon said, yeah, that's what it is. It's exactly, we don't know what it is. And like I said, what they're calling it is now a not a UFO. That's not the term they use now. They use identified aerial phenomena. And, you know, there's a guy who was in charge of this program who came out. I forgot this, the intelligence officer, but he said pretty much that, like, the stuff that they're picking up and they're seeing is legit. They just, he, you know, he worked hard to get the funding for it and, you know, pretty much put the military on, you know, kind of like on call, saying like, we don't know what these things are, but they're definitely not something that's technologically, you know, feasible for any other country than maybe ourselves to develop. Like, it just doesn't, you know, we don't have anything like this. We don't have drones that go, you know, at Mach, you know, 8 or 10 or whatever, that's going to, you know, break somebody, you know, physically if they were being piloted. And we just don't have that technology. So it's really fascinating stuff, you know. And so, you know, as the show's wrapping up, we only got 15 minutes. This show went flying. Like, the wants that I want, the dreams that I want from this is that, that this, if, you know, we get disclosure, and I think it's coming within our lifetime, and I think it's already here slowly, and that's the trickling, like, you know, water dripping effect that's happening as information is being released little by little, you know, that what I hope is that we use this to be able to, you know, bond people more, connect people more, and make them, you know, understand that they're not alone. You know, I think people have that sense that they are, and those who are lucky who don't have that sense feel connected. And like I tend to bond with people like really fast if I, you know, if they're vibrating in the same kind of frequency that I am, and I can pick up on that really fast. And there's some people that I'm just like, geez, like, what am I doing? Like, you know, why? ¿Por qué? You know, but it's, you know, I think people with, you know, if we do this contact, are going to see that there's things that are coming that's going to accelerate our existence in different ways, you know, so I'm excited for that. So my hope is that we use it to better, you know, humanity, life, culture, you know, just develop ourselves to a higher level and go to the next level, you know, and then, you know, just build a better world for us. And I think that's what we're looking for. All of us are constantly to better improve, better, you know, better, you know, just merge with our, the source, the, you know, the energies that we're there, we're constantly trying to figure out, you know. So there's another part too that I also forgot to mention was as well that, what if these unidentified aerial phenomena, UFOs, are not what they seem to be? What if they were, you know, not traveling long distances? What happens if they were not actual beings? What happens if it's us in the future doing interdimensional travel and sending back probes or robots to test the technology out that we can do it? What happens if it's just us who is, like, doing all this, you know, to ourselves, you know, and we're just getting glimpse of these things. Others saying, what happens if there's actual interdimensional beings that are existing at our scene? And this is actually, like, in the quantum physics realm, this is exactly what people say is happening, is that there is multiple dimensions and realities happening all at the same time, and where we can tap into those dimensions. What happens if those things are interdimensional and they're from another reality, and they're coming into ours, and we're going into theirs, and it's just like, is this tug of war trying to figure out what it is? You know, what happens if it's that? And I think that's also as fascinating as it being an actual, ET coming from, from the Pleiades, you know, as like per se, like the Mayan culture believes that, like, you know, that we are, and I'm Mayan, you know, we hear these stories all the time, how we come from the Pleiades, we were seeded from the stars, and we are star people. And I think that's why us Mayans or Central Americans have this, like, I see interesting vibe. That's the only way I can describe it. It's like this, like, mellow, cool, like, kind of like relaxed approach to things, and we're kind of serious and deep in kind of how we approach things, but it's also I think it's just like cosmic knowledge. That's the only way I can express it. It's like this like long, like, existence that's been happening, and we know how to, like, bring in that energy and that vibe. So it might be a little too much for some people, but it's like, you know, I've heard conversations many a times with people saying, like, you know, when I vibe with them, they're like, I'm trying to find out your energy and what that means, you know. And it's, you know, I think that's what we're seeing right now in this disclosure, this first contact that's starting to brew right now. So there you go, folks. That's the show. Our first contact, you know, what's pretty much my bread and butter for the Paranormal Rise show that I do. You know, I do everything from ghosts to UFOs to angels to afterlife and Akashic records and Bigfoot and chupacabras. I do everything. The whole show is about exploring mysteries, to finding out what's out there, what we're doing, how we're doing it. Definitely, if you have stories, I definitely want to hear from you guys, all about your experiences. I've had some pretty amazing interviews with people who've been sharing their stories, and I've been having some great conversations, and I hope I can do the same with you all and get that conversation going. If you want to share your story with me, go to paranormalride.com. You can go to Twitter, you can go to Facebook. There's so many ways to connect with me and send me your stories. You can text message me through any of these medias, and I'll get in contact with you. So some of the shows that, if they're in archive right now, if you want to go out there and check them out, we did a show on prophecies, we did universal knowledge, we did holiday ghosts, we did interdimensional beings, alchemy, sacred geometry, psychics, empaths, and clairvoyants, hauntings. Haunting show was pretty dope. It's with Sam Boltress. He is a writer, so check out his work. He's also on the Travel Channel doing his shows as well on most terrifying locations, I think it was called. Anyway, so when you have time, go out there and check it out. You know, I just remembered my psychic, empath, and clairvoyance show. The upload got messed up, so if you wanted to listen to it, it might not work. I am so sorry. I thought I uploaded it right, but I think I messed it up. My bad. But anyways, well, thank you again for listening to the show. I had so much fun, and I'm going to start wrapping up. So all you UFO buffs out there, if you want to go in there and get deep into the research, I put on Paranormal Rides Twitter and all social media the link to all the files. It's the CIA released documents relating to UFO records, and it's being hosted by the Black Vault Connection, which is the folks who filed for the FOIA Act. They got all the information, they got all the data. It's all there. Check it out, read it on your own. Like I said, my job is to present the information, have a conversation with it, and you decide what you want to learn about it and how you want to take it. You know, but I feel that we're getting to that point of first contact, that we're going to make that connection. That's going to be, it's going to happen. So, you know, for me, myself, you know, I'm always looking to expand my, I don't want to sound like cliche, but my horizons, you know, it's not just the horizon. I want to, go deeper than that. I want to go beyond the veil. I want to go beyond the dimension. And, that's my drive. I definitely want to know, and that's what this show show is about, is to start the conversation. So if there are folks that you have a conversation with and they kind of like understand it and they're vibing with you, but they still don't get you, you know, hopefully this show can give you a little more talking points that can help you kind of like articulate it or express it. You know, I do a very practical show. So as you can see, I give you evidence that you can present to people. But like, you know, you say, hey, I listened to the show about UFOs. They're like, nah, UFOs are, you're crazy. But like, you say, not his documents. Proof. They might need it. So in the spring, in April, I've been talking to a lot of people about this, and I got a big response from it. I'm going to be filming in the Bridgewater Triangle. People don't know what that is. That's in Massachusetts. If you're in this area, if you're in the surrounding Mass area, I'm going to be filming a show there. It's pretty much covering all the stuff that's all the paranormal stuff that's happening. FX is doing a series based on that area, so they're filming now as well. But basically, that is the paranormal hotbed in North America. It has everything from UFO sightings to Bigfoot to Pygwajis, and Pygwajis is a Native American kind of leprechaun. It has poltergeist, ghosts. It has this curse. Like, it's just a fascinating area. It's going to be so far. It's going to be dope. I'm going to love it. See, I'm aging myself with my 80s, you know what I'm saying, terms. Because, you know, that's still kind of how I vibe. But anyways, stay tuned for that. I'm going to give you guys more ways to be part of it and connect with that if you really want to, because I'm also going to be filming people's stories and travel in the U.S. and filming. So if you got, I'm going to be going to L.A. pretty soon to film over there. Also, this dope story about teleportation. So I want to know more about that. I had somebody who gave me a fantastic story, which I'll cover later on, about something teleporting in front of them. And if you go look at videos online, there's so many teleportation videos that it will blow your mind. But anyways, folks, we're wrapping up the show. Thanks for tuning in. Marlon knows this is your host. I am the host. And that's on social media. Join the gang, yo. Be a rider. Come on. Ride with me, yo. Come on. Jump on the ride, on the bandwagon. Part of the show. All right, folks. Love, be safe out there. We will catch you next week on another chapter of Paranormal Ride. We'll keep it going. I know all the support you all give me, I love it. Thank you so much. And we will catch you next week. Peace out, my people. Be good.